It is time to head out to the deserted island feature of Ear Bones, and we do have a shipwreck imminent, and the unfortunate
woman overboard
this week is Monica Eastham. And Monica, welcome to Ear Bones, and welcome to the deserted island. You get to choose 10 songs that you'll have with you for years and years until you are rescued.
You're going to be there for a long time.
And you'll have one dessert. And we're going to make it all the way through all the 10 songs and the one dessert here in the next hour or so. So welcome, Monica.
Well, thank you.
So you're born here in Sitka? Let's get a feel for who you are.
Yes, I was born in Sitka, and I graduated Sitka High, and I attended UAS, and then I moved up north for a little while and attended UAA, and then I moved back.
All right. And is this your first time on the radio?
It is.
All right. Well done. Thanks for coming in and doing the show.
Thank you.
So the 10 songs we're going to get to here in just a little bit, but let's learn a little bit more about you. One of the things that I know is that you're an artist, and I think that I would initially say that you're a multi-medium artist, and that you work a little bit with a lot of different things, but you've kind of focused recently. So am I on the right track? Do you kind of work with a lot of different things?
I do. I explore out and try different things. I see things that I want to try, and but I always tend to come back to my favorite medium, I think, which is rocks. I've had a love for rocks since I was a little girl. So I used to walk up and down the street that we lived on after a rain, mm-hmm. and that's when you could see the rocks in the stream. Mm-hmm. So that was a really fun thing for me to do when I was a little kid.
When did you start painting the rocks?
I started painting the rocks about a little over 10 years ago.
And when I say painting the rocks, what do you want to describe?
The rocks to me, I don't paint pictures on the rocks. The rocks become something, either a frog or a ladybug or a rabbit. Each rock, to me, when I look for rocks on the beach, look like a creature to me. So when I go on a particular hunt for something, I'll say I'm looking for a panda rock, which is cool. One of my favorite ones to paint.
And some of the rocks have like explosions of personality too. Message rocks.
I do message rocks, welcome rocks. I want to start doing more. I did some hope rocks and love rocks, and I did some for the GYP.
Yep.
For the love gig, and that was a lot of fun. And I'm open to just about any kind of suggestion.
So does this mean that your list of 10 songs has a lot of rock music?
Indeed.
I guess we'll find out. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about art, but let's talk about music at this point. We've got 10 songs that you have selected. What was the process like for you? Was it easy? Was it hard? Enjoyable?
It was really hard. The final list is not the original list. And there was a couple songs that I really wanted on the list, but they got replaced. And that was sad. But I...
Each one is a loss.
Yes, yeah. It was. And it was fun, though. It was a lot of fun. And I dug deep and looked at old, old memories. And the reason why these songs are on the list are because they all have a little bit of meaning. Well, some have a lot of meaning to me, more than newer songs. So mm-hmm. You'll see a lot of the songs are not new.
So when you were thinking about the music that you wanted to take with you, you were thinking of stuff that would remind you of things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what that first memory is. What the first song that you've got on your list is from Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. And my folks had a couple Herb Albert albums, and so I'm glad to see this on the list. Why did you choose it?
Some of my earliest music that I heard was from my mom, and she had a nice collection of albums, not a big collection, but we would listen to, or she would put music on, and we would clean the house on Saturday. That was our cleaning day, and she would put music on, and some of my best memories of music are from those cleaning Saturdays. So I picked this song. I still listen to it today. It's one of my favorite Herb Albert songs.
It's called The Lonely Bull. Do you clean your house to it?
I know, I was going to ask, would you be straightening up your little hut on the island? Oh, we forgot to ask what kind of island. We'll need to talk about that.
We'll talk about that.
But anyway, yeah, do you ever listen to this while you're cleaning?
I
not anymore.
Don't. No. I listen to music loud, but this one I listen to in the car mostly.
And she rules this smoky kingdom, and a scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is a throne, and the jesters, they flock around her, and they fight to win her favors. And see which one will take the queen of the silver dollar. In all her splendor, every night at 9 o'clock,
and a chariot is a crosstown bus that stops right down the block. The old piano minstrel plays a song as she walks in, and the queen of the silver dollar, she's home again. Yeah, she's the queen of the silver dollar, and she rules the smoky kingdom, and a scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is a throne, and the jesters fly around her and fight to win her favors and see which one will take. Slightly torn, and her sparkling jewels are rhinestones, and her shoes are scuffed and worn. From the many roads she's traveled, and the wondrous sights she's seen, and I watch her, and I pray, God save the queen. As hardy as she seems, she was once an ordinary girl with ordinary dreams. But I found her and I won her and I brought her to this world. Yes, I'm the man who made a queen of a simple country girl. She's the queen of the city. She rules this smoky kingdom, and a scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is a throne, and the jesters fly around her and fight to win her favors and see which one will take the queen of the silver dollar.
She's the queen of the silver dollar. She rules this smoky kingdom, and the scepter is a wine glass.
So we wondered where Dr. Hook was from as we listened to that song, and it was a surprise to all of us that it was New Jersey, the birthplace of Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. So, Monica, that
great
was
song.
A great tune called Queen of the Silver Dollar. You want to talk a little bit about why you chose that song for your top 10?
Okay. It takes me back to high school, and one of my best friends growing up was my, and she's still my friend, she still lives in town, Roxanne, and she always had, like, things like she had a car way before I did. She knew how to drive way before I did. And she taught me how to drive. And her parents let her use her a Buick. It was a really large, long car. And she taught me how to drive in that Buick. And in that Buick, we had an 8-track, or she had an 8-track.
Oh,
and so
nice.
We would play 8-track Dr. Hook over and over and over, driving around Sitka. And it's an awesome memory, learning how to drive and up and down HPR and listening to Dr. Hook.
How many years after that did you see the car around town? Like, when was your last sighting?
I really don't remember. I asked her what year the car was, and she didn't remember. But it was a 70s car.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was fun.
And it had an 8-track.
And it had an 8-track.
That's pretty unusual.
This is Ear Bones you're listening to, and we're just embarking on the Deserted Island Top 10. Monica Eastham is our guest. And we are going through the 10 songs she would bring to a deserted island. We'll have a dessert recipe that she would bring along coming up here in about a half hour or so. And we just heard song number 2. And before we go any further, we need you, Monica, to decide what kind of island you do get to choose. Do you want an island that you might find in Sitka Sound, or maybe something down near the equator with a palm tree and a white sandy beach?
And a monkey.
I would like a tropical island with sand, white sand, warm sand, similar to maybe what we would find in Hawaii where it rains.
Right.
I would have to have some rain on a daily basis.
So you like the rain?
I love the rain.
All right. Let's talk about the next tune. It is from a band called Free. I think it's a song many folks will recognize. Where did it come into your life?
It came in not as Free, but actually as a Bad Company song, who Paul Rogers was the lead singer for. But Free, and I didn't know this until I did a little research, but this version of it is the Free version, and I love the song. It's my favorite, one of my all-time favorite rock songs.
Just to touch a little bit, when did you start listening to music? Were you in band in school, or at what point did music become an important part of your life?
Junior high. I had a turntable with an 8-track.
You like the 8-track.
I do like the 8-track.
And so this song from Free, this basically is the song. This wasn't maybe representative of Free. This is a song you completely zeroed in on.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just really like Paul Rogers' voice.
Excellent.
He's awesome.
There she stood in the street, smiling from my head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now you're trying to trick me.
faces of care and loyalty, when nothing but a sham it seems. Years the lie we lived, the lie I love you till I die. Sin, 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 I can't face this life alone. Sin, 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 I'm naked and I'm far from home. The slate will soon be clean.
A tune from Queen on the list of Monica Eastham for her Deserted Island, that tune, Save Me. And Monica, what brings that song to your list?
It's a beautiful song, and I think that Freddie Mercury was an awesome musician, and I had to decide which Queen song I wanted the most, and this was the one. And last night I was showing my daughter, who is 12, who Freddie Mercury was, and I YouTubed, we were watching YouTube, and I kept saying, can you see a resemblance between me and Freddie Mercury? And I would give a big smile, and I had to say it three times, and finally she said, "Your teeth?" Which I said, yeah.
Freddie Mercury had quite the set of choppers, and I'm not saying that you do, because his were exceptional. But I think that's great. That's a great story.
Where do you work?
I work at the Public Defender Agency for the state of Alaska.
And what do you do?
I am a legal assistant.
So how long have you been doing that?
I've been working for the state for 10 years, I have been in the field since 92.
And so is that, I think that we kind of joked about that your the art that you make, painting rocks, might influence the rock and roll selections. Is there anything about working in the legal field that, that has influenced your list or your music in any way?
No.
This nope. is this is what you do when you're off of work, and that's probably why that that's why you're taking it to your island.
I try not to think about work when I leave.
Right.
Sometimes I do, but I try not to.
That's healthy, I think.
So you you mentioned that you you have a daughter. Probably a good time for a shout out.
She's 12. Sophie goes to Blatchley, 7th grade. She's an awesome Sitka skipper, and she's an awesome girl.
And she tried to get in on your list.
Oh, that's right.
She did. She tried to influence my list, and I resisted. I wouldn't allow it, and she has to come up with her own list.
That's right.
All right.
Because you are alone on this island. So
the challenge has been thrown out. So we're almost halfway through. After this batch of songs, we're going to also bring up the dessert at island recipe, and so that'll be a treat. And maybe I think we'll also talk a little bit about. There's some other food elements that I know happen in your life around the holidays, and so we might talk a little bit about food this next break. But before we get to the, all that, next tune up is from John Mellencamp. What is the song and why did you choose it?
The song is A Hot Night
Hot
in a Cold
Town. Hot Night in a Cold Town.
Sorry.
John Mellencamp, when I first heard him, I think he was going by John Cougar, and I was enchanted. I don't know what it was about him. It was the Midwest, and he was singing all these songs, and he was just this young guy, and he was enchanting to me. And this is one of my favorite albums, and I used to play this over and over and over. And this is one of the best songs, I think.
Good town.
And that was The Dangerous Type from The Cars. And why did you put that one on your list?
Well, that song was... The Cars, I really enjoyed The Cars. And during the 80s, I stuck mostly with the rock music as much as possible. And this song, believe it or not, kind of reminded me of me back then.
The Dangerous Type?
Yes. That was back when I was 21, 22,
yeah,
23. Not so dangerous anymore, but I was then.
All right. Oh, I have to mention that you're listening to Ear Bones on Raven Radio, KCAW, and Sitka. And we're right in the middle of our of Monica's. Monica Eastham is our guest on the deserted island. And we're right in the middle of her list. And so just wanted to let you know that. Did you have anything else to say? I'm sorry. I just didn't want to forget to get that in. About The Cars, I mean.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, that's it.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Ken had some questions about some food questions, but I was thinking about all the different kinds of artwork you do. I'm very familiar with your painting. But one thing that just impresses the heck out of me is your skills at mask making. Can you talk a little bit about how you started doing that and some of the masks that you've made?
Oh, the masks. The masks were inspired by the Stardust Ball and wanting to come up with costumes that I wouldn't find necessarily at the ball. So I was looking for uniqueness, and I had never really done masks, so I just started making them.
What were some of them?
The first one that I made was a gargoyle, and I made a set of gargoyle wings, and that was a lot of fun. It was I had never made a mask before, so I just kind of like fell into it and just made my way through, and it turned out okay. I think it could have been better, and so the next year I decided that I wanted to make something a little better. I'm very critical of my own work, and so I picked a raven, and I was happy with the raven. That was totally built from a piece of paper up.
Yeah, it was amazing. It had a beak that came out several inches, and it had what would you call it?
Scroll
work, mm-hmm, on it. It wasn't flat. It actually had some dimension to it.
Paper mache.
It was paper mache. Mm-hmm. And the mask I made for this past ball was a devil mask. And that was a lot of fun. That was also paper mache. Paper mache is not new to me, though. I used to do a lot of paper mache in the 80s after I spent a lot of vacation time in Mexico. Mm-hmm. I was fascinated by all the beautiful paper mache work in Mexico. And so when I came back, I started up this little business of piñata making.
Oh,
and
wow. I didn't know that.
I did a lot of piñatas. I took special orders, and I sold them at bazaars and, you know, different shows. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed. I enjoy working with paper.
Well, yeah, your masks are amazing. I'm just.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that is very impressive. So.
Well, we need to talk about food.
Oh, right.
Yes. So yes. It's time for dessert.
I'm full. Somebody hasn't eaten dinner yet.
Well, you're allowed 10 songs on this deserted island, and we're a little more than halfway through the 10 songs. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about the dessert that you chose. We'll post the ingredients and the recipe up on the website. So we're not going to go through the ingredients and the process, but rather just describe and talk a little bit about it. And then I want to mention that our website is undergoing some maintenance this weekend, and so your song list and the show and the recipe will be posted on Monday.
Okay.
So, with that in mind, what dessert do you open your treasure chest on your island, and lo and behold, there it is?
It's bread pudding with bourbon sauce.
Ooh. Now, bread pudding can, as far as I understand, mean quite a few different things texture-wise. And so what is this one? What's this one like?
It's bread with a light custard base. It's not real super heavy, but it's nutritious. So.
is it pretty moist, or is it a drier bread pudding?
No, it's moist, okay. and it has raisins. You could probably put any kind of fruit in it you want. And the bourbon sauce is for that little extra zing in the morning.
That's where the vitamins come from.
You can have it for breakfast. You can have it for lunch. You can have it for dinner.
And all three.
Yes.
And on your island, I guess.
Why not?
That's right.
So is this a family recipe, or is this something that you discovered?
It's not a family recipe, but it is something that we've had, and it's one of my favorite. If I go anywhere and it's on the menu, I'm usually going to pick bread pudding.
So speaking of family, you fish. You got fishing with your dad.
I do.
And commercially or
commercially, sport or? Commercially and sport, if I can talk him into it. He's pretty much a commercial fisherman at heart, and getting him to take us out fun fishing is kind of hard to do.
I hear you you clean a mean fish, though.
I'm a cleaner. He taught me how to clean a fish, and I can say, sorry, Dad, I do a better job than you.
He may be quicker, though.
He might be quicker.
From what I understand, you do a better job than almost anybody on the planet.
Yes.
A Monica-cleaned fish is a clean, clean fish. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Do you have a technique, or just
I do have a technique
a penchant for thoroughness, or what?
It's a left-handed technique, which I've heard that having left-handers on your boat isn't always the best thing. And when you tell a captain that you're left-handed, they don't really want you on their boat.
Because of bad luck, or just because of how things are set up?
I think it's the way things are set up, and everybody does things the right-handed way.
Right, you know? Right.
It's a right-handed world, as I learned growing up.
So you have a left-handed fish cleaning technique.
I had my dad build me a special left-handed tray. I couldn't use the tray that he uses. And I came up with my own technique.
Oh, excellent. Well, that leads to, we'll talk about this a little bit later on, but a holiday recipe that you've mentioned before that I want to chat just a little bit about. But I think we should get back to the island party.
Okay.
And so it's a good thing. I think
it is
that
a party island.
The next song is is all about the party. Did you put some thought into different moods of how you might want to experience your time on the island, or are they all uplifting, or is there, you know, how does this song fit into that whole list? Is this your party song?
We're having a party.
This says having a party, so yes. I'm kind of wondering if this is your cut loose.
This is the party. We're having, it's a party in a song, basically. And I did put this on my list because even if you're alone, you're not with this song.
On the radio. the DJ, keep grooves and let's play. Gonna have such a good time dancing with my baby. We're having a party, dance to music, hey, by the DJ on the radio. Coke is in the icebox, popcorn is out on the table, mama. Me and my baby, yeah, out here on the floor. And we're having a party. Everybody's swinging, dancing to the music on the radio. Yeah. Oh, listen, Mr. DJ, come on, keep going, let me play. 'Cause I'm having such a good time. Everybody swing. Oh, he's out there somewhere doing the twist, I see. If you take requests, well, I've got a few for you. Don't forget the song twist. That I'm on track, I know. I've got the issue, baby. Whatever songs you do, we're happy.
Keep going. with my
So that was Van Morrison with Brown Eyed Girl. And we're here with Monica Eastham. We're visiting her collection of 10 songs she's taking on to her deserted island, which is a tropical island, warm, white sand. Sounds really nice. And it does sound like a party island. It sounds really fun. So let's see. We've got a couple more songs left.
Boy, just two more.
So what is coming up next?
Well,
I can't see.
We have to – what we should do is find out about Brown Eyed Girl, find out what exactly led you to put Van Morrison on your list.
Well, when I don't remember when I first heard the song, but when I did hear the song for the first time, I was pretty sure he wrote it for me.
That's awesome.
You do have brown eyes.
I was the brown-eyed girl. Yeah, wow. I was pretty sure of it.
So that song was pretty much on your list from the get-go, wasn't it?
It has been, yes. It's always on my list.
So did you have some songs that that rotated off of the list?
Yes.
What were some near misses?
There was a Rolling Stones song, and I didn't want to take it off the list. I really wanted to have it on the list, but it got replaced. Yeah. It was Angie, and it was very sad.
Yeah,
it's
a
almost
song.
A little sad, so it didn't exactly fit in with the Party Island.
Yep. Don't want to be sad on Party Island. That makes sense. So before we move on to the last couple songs, there's a tradition that I know that you have with your family that I wanted to ask a little bit about, and it deals with holidays and food, and a particular dish that you make that just always appeals to me. It sounds delicious. It's the seafood dish that I'm referring to that I've heard you talk about.
I think it's at
Christmas Eve dinner, and it's a family tradition. It's my favorite meal of the year. We cook shrimp. Smelt, if we can get a hold of some smelt. Scallops, abalone, if we can get them, and some halibut. And we basically, you fry them up in oil with just flour, and you take all the pan scrapings and you make a white gravy, and you add a little bit of Italian red peppers, crushed red peppers, and as hot as you can tolerate or to your liking. And you serve it over pasta. That's the first course. So the pasta with the sauce is the first course. The second course is the seafood.
Wow.
And it's awesome.
Well, that just sounds great. You can have one bowl.
Hey, it's a deserted island, not an entree island.
Well, that just sounded... All right, we'll talk. So we've got two songs left, and we've got a song called "Make Me Smile." Come up and see me, and it's from a soundtrack called Velvet. The movie is called Velvet Goldmine. And the artist, Steve Harley, what about this tune brought it to your list?
I think it's a very cheerful song, although he didn't exactly write it for cheerful reasons. If you read about the song or why he wrote the lyrics. And when I first heard it, it was on another soundtrack of another movie, The Full Monty, which is one of my favorite movies. And so as soon as I heard that song, it was like, I have to have that song. So I ran out and bought the soundtrack. And that was 1997, I think, is when it came out in that movie. And it's been a favorite ever since.
I'll say, I know it's an old song because I remember it from when I was a kid, from when I was in high school. But I don't know.
And
I don't know where I heard it.
I'd never heard it before that.
Yeah. I love this song.
But I love it.
Yeah.
I love the song.
You've done it all. You've broken every code. Called the rebel to the floor. Blue eyes, how can you tell?
nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile.
Steve Harley with Make Me Smile. And I was telling Monica that Monica Easton, our guest tonight, that I had heard that song back when I was in high school. And I remember that it was Duran Duran did a cover of that song. And and I love that song. It's a great song. So why did you pick that song? Oh, we did talk about that.
Yes, sorry. We did.
We only did one song this time.
Come up with another reason. Well, we are down to the very last tune, and so it's about 9:30. This is Ear Bones on Raven Radio with Ken and Rachel. We'll be with you until 10 o'clock. Stupid and Contagious coming up from 10 until midnight. Monica Easton is our guest, and thanks, Monica, for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
And doing radio.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it very much.
I need to have you say this again. I asked if coming in and doing a show was easier or harder than you thought, because you hadn't been on the radio before. And what did you say?
I said it's easier than belly dancing in front of a crowd of people.
Which you have done.
I have done, yes.
When did you and do you still?
I think the last performance was
Alaska Day?
Did you do
Alaska Day?
I think the GYP.
Oh.
The Battle of the Bands,
right
out front, right. Out front, or out back, I guess, of the radio station. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that was like 2 summers ago, I think.
And when is your next performance?
I don't know.
So how did you learn belly dance? Did you take classes?
I did take classes from two different instructors. Two different styles. There was the cabaret style, and then there was the tribal style. And
can you just say a little bit about what the difference is, mm-hmm, in a summary?
tribal is, it has a different type of music. I don't know the difference really, like tribal, the costume is totally different. Long skirts and cabaret is more the glamorous,
yeah, I'll say style. Maybe a little more flashy.
Flashy. A lot of cabaret is a solo dancer, where tribal is a group of women.
Makes sense.
Are castanets involved? Am I thinking that?
Yes. In we use them in tribal.
The little symbol.
Yes.
Little
oh,
symbols.
Maybe castanets are the
yeah, that's
wooden.
A, the Spanish thing.
Okay. Yes, we did use those, and it's hard. It's a hard dance to learn, especially when you're trying to use the little
right.
the symbols at one beat, and then dancing your movements to another.
Well, and you're moving so many different parts of your body, and sometimes in different directions, it looks like. So,
would you be doing that on your deserted island?
I don't know if any of my songs actually fit, but it's possible. I was thinking I would just be doing the wild dance around a bonfire.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. Well, we've got one last song to play. So, again, thanks so much for coming in. And we'll post your tunes and your recipe up on kcaw.org on Monday. And the last song is from The Wings. And tell us a little bit about this song.
I chose this song as my bedtime song to lull me to sleep after my wild day of partying.
and dancing around the bonfire.
Yes. And I've always been a big fan of Paul McCartney and The Wings, and I heard this song. I just thought it was magical. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And when I heard it, I wanted to run off to Scotland. And it's just beautiful.
Wall of Kintyre, on is strolling in from the sea. My desire always to be on the Wall of Kintyre. Far have I traveled and much have I seen, dark distant mountains with valleys of green, past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre, oh mist rolling in from the sea, I desire
and tears in the rain still take me back where my memories remain. Flickering embers grow higher and higher as they carry me back to the Mull of Kintyre.
Wings with Mull of Kintyre, or I guess that's how you say it, Mull of Kintyre.
Yes.
A mull.
A bedtime song.
A bedtime mull.
To lull Monica's wild dance party on the sandy, warm sandy beach around the bonfire. Maybe tribal belly dancing.
Those 10 songs from Monica Eastham on our Deserted Island segment of Ear Bones tonight. And a great 10, Monica. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I had a fun time.
Well, those will be those songs, that show will be posted on kcaw.org along with all of the other Deserted Islands. And they'll be there forever. So your grandkids will be able to check in and see what your musical tastes were on January of 2013.
February.
Oh, right.
Should remember.
Here I am a month behind still.